You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hey, so today I want to talk about how to know if you are ready to start your podcast and that you are so much closer than you think. Because what I see with many of the people that I work with is that they overcomplicate things by thinking that they need an expensive setup. They need to sound a certain way. They need to, do a podcast like so-and-so does it. And also, a lot of the times, they think that they need to spend a lot of money to produce their podcast every month, like work with a production person, do all the editing, make it sound polished, all these things that are not they're absolutely not necessary. So I know that some production people charge upwards of $400 a month, which it just honestly is not necessary. And I'm telling you this because I know for a fact it is not going to bring you more clients. Okay. Because I know a lot of the times you guys are interested in that. So that's kind of why I'm starting here, is because you want more clients and you're hoping your podcast will help you with that. Okay. But we have to dial it back. We have to dial it way, way back to starting with your excitement and your joy, right? It's not about, okay, this podcast thing is a separate thing. And if I do it, it's going to keep me away. It's going to, keep me from doing other things in my business. I hear that a lot too, like as if it's just a separate thing and it's not really a valid way to reach my people. Like it's an extra thing. So there's your belief right there, right? The belief in the fact, belief in the podcast, belief that it is a tool. It is a belief that it is a communication tool for you to reach the people that need you. Okay. And so that is where your belief has to kind of start. And then when you are in it for the love of it, that you're playing in the sandbox. I always use that analogy. Think of the kid, that kid in the sandbox who could sit there for hours if you let them, right? That little kid who's having so much fun, who loses track of time. Like that's the feeling that you want to cultivate for your podcast. Okay. So think about that feeling. What is that like for you? So I want you to sit for a few minutes, turn off this recording if that'll help you, or listen to this whole thing and come back and then stop the recording right now and think about the feeling that you would have, if you were that kid in the sandbox, that whatever that feeling would evoke. And then I want you to hold that feeling until it literally is like in your body. And sometimes that really takes time. Like in the beginning, it's going to take a little while to cultivate that feeling. But that's how it starts, right? It's sort of in the beginning, it can be superficial, but really it's to think about that. And how can I apply this to a podcast? Like I want to feel that way, and that it is possible to feel that way about a podcast, because then here's what happens. You're showing up from this excitement, this feeling. You're going to experiment. You're going to be okay with not sounding perfectly polished. You're not going to worry about creating the most profound experience for your people. You're not going to be tethered to that concern. You know why? because you're already going to believe that it's something you're creating. Every time you get behind the microphone, you're creating a transformation. And here's the thing, you're not even going to really think about it because you're the kid in the sandbox. You're having fun. You're shining. You're playing, right? So when you're coming, you're in that moment, guess what happens? You're shining, right? When you shine, your people shine. When you're having fun, when you're joyful, you're exuding joy. You're exuding fun. You're exuding excitement, whatever you want to plug in here. That's energy that you're giving out. So it's really in the beginning, it is this whole experience of, you know, podcasting and okay, you know, people come to me and they say, what do I need? What's the equipment? What kind of microphone do I need? Okay, what kind of editing software do I need? How many episodes do I need? What should I talk about first? Like, what's the order I should talk about first? And you're asking the wrong questions. You're asking the wrong questions, 1,000%. Because the beginning of this conversation is about what is the transformation that I want to create for my listeners. And you can just call them my clients. That's what I love to do. Because then if you think everyone is your client, everyone, your listeners are your clients, then you're not going to, you know, you're not going to, what's the word I'm trying to come up with? But you're not going to be, I can't even think of the word. Not discerning, but use your judgment about who's a client and who's not a client, who's a listener. You know, like you're not going to have the duality. That's a good word right there. You're not going to have any duality because duality is what creates separateness. Okay. It's something that creates separateness. So if you don't have that separateness and you blend everyone together, you're never going to worry about whether you have that profound message. You're never going to worry about it. Is it polished enough? You will be the way I am, really. Like this is the example. This is why I always say I live in the breakthroughs and I do it on the podcast and I do it. I show you by example. And when I say I show you by example, it means that I create episodes sometimes that are very raw, rough, I should say. They may not even have my intro and my intro music in the beginning. Sometimes I'll do episodes where I just dive right in. I'll do episodes from my phone. I will do them while I'm walking outside and sometimes with or without my ATR 2100, which is my, you know, my high-end microphone, which is not really that expensive, by the way. That microphone, ATR 2100, is the microphone that I have been using for the past almost 8 years. And so it's also about the thing that you don't realize right now is that you don't realize that it starts with the joy. It starts with the excitement of doing it and telling your story. The rest is not important in the beginning because the equipment, you have everything you need. You have the basics. You already have your phone. You can use your phone to actually record in a voice app. You can use your earbuds that came with your phone. So some of the apps I use Easy Voice Recorder literally to record almost all of my episodes. And then I upload them to an app called Ferrite. And I talked a little bit about this in my last episode on the basics and the bare bones stuff. And I do have other more, I'm saying in air quotes, sophisticated equipment that I use from my desktop, from my, you know, I turn on my big computer. I have, you know, I do have a recording and editing app that I use called Audacity. And I use my ATR 2100. But really, to start, you have the basics, right? And the only thing that's in your way right now is fear. Your fear that you think you need all these other things, But it goes deeper than that. It's your fear. It's your lack of belief in you being a podcaster with a capital P. That's the problem. That's the challenge for you, right? So when you can start working on that and saying, you know what? If I didn't have the fear of getting behind the microphone and speaking my truth, even if I tremble and I trip up, what would it be possible? Like, how would I approach this podcasting thing? And then that's where you start. Because then you're going to clear that clutter, you're going to clear the obstacle, and you're going to enjoy showing up. And then what you do is you try, right? You try and you speak and you tell your story, right? You coach on demand. And then you'll know if you want to do this, if you want to go on the journey and you want to cultivate this experience as a podcaster.